105 Drive with Julian Clover. Cambridge
105. 24 minutes away from 6 o'clock. Time to do our pub of the month, and Dom is here to do that. So what are we going to be looking at?
Well, we're going to... Well, first of all, good evening, Julian.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Dom. Good evening. Sorry.
We're going to go down the route that the Tour de France took leaving Cambridge and go to some of the pubs that had the riders fancied a pint on their way out of Cambridge they might have stopped off in.
So at this point in true ITV style, I probably have to go to an ad break, don't I?
Exactly, yes. Indeed, if it's this lovely sunny evening now and you may be fancying a pint after work, so let's go for some of the pubs that you could go to as you leave Cambridge to the south. So we're going to start at the Panton Arms, which actually was a new one to me. I hadn't really come across it before.
I think I know it or know of it. I don't think I've been in. Remind me where it is.
So this is on Panton, it's either street or road, Panton Street, I think it is, which is just sort of adjacent to Trumpington Road as it leaves Cambridge.
I think I know it. It's very strange, really. Mm. I don't know if I know it or not. No, continue. We'll find out.
Yes, this is a Green King pub. And it's a very, very large bar, sort of slightly dim lighting. It got kind of a rustic feel that's caused by sort of unvarnished wood tables and chairs. And it doesn't look like a Green King pub. It's got beige painted walls, and one of the walls is actually just spare bit brickwork. So very, very nice decor inside. It's got a large outside beer garden, very nice on a day like this, with a big imposing cast iron gate protecting it, which I found lovely. And part of the beer garden is formed as a covered veranda, so nice if it were suddenly a thunderstorm, you've got some protection there as well. Two staff in there and a nice speedy service. Four beers, all of which were guests, which is very unusual in a Green King pub. And it was reasonably busy. There were some locals in there, but no real sort of events being advertised or anything like that. So gave it 4 out of 5 for decor, 4 out of 5 for the staff, 4 out of 5 for the beers, and 3 out of 5 for the sort of community and events aspect, which gives it 15 out of 20. Very good score.
That's not bad at all. Just to pick you up on one thing, you said it wasn't, the decor wasn't like that of a typical Green King pub. You do say that quite often, and I'm just wondering if Green King have kind of said, right, these will be our formulaic pubs, with all due respect to the Duke of Cambridge across the way, and that sort of thing with the familiar, the same logo type outside, whatever the pub is, etc., etc., and others given, for whatever reason, more of a free rein.
I think that must be exactly it. So it is something I've picked up on as well. And we actually, a few months ago, I seem to remember, we did a pub of the month that was entirely Green King pubs, and we mentioned this fact that a couple of them had that sort of generic Green King branding. Incidentally, the Panton Arms does have the standard Green King logo type outside.
Oh, it does.
But everything else about it is not... The standard Green King look.
And
nice.
Maybe they've gone native and the bosses haven't found out yet.
Anyway, carrying on, and we'll go just a little bit down the road to the Ulmer, which is on Russell Court. Again, it's one of those little side
streets. It's a bit of
streets.
A zigzaggy process to get
there.
Exactly. I always get lost every time I go there.
It is, and it's not too far away from the Panton Arms, but this has got 6 beers on. Very good. And one barman. It's got a very much a sports theme here. There's lots of rugby photos on the wall. There's a darts board. There's also a quiz night every Thursday evening from 8:30 p.m. with a £100 jackpot, which is rather good for pub quiz. Of course, they also host the Songsmith sessions on Wednesdays with Cambridge 105's Enzo. And
Enzio,
sorry, yes. And they also show all the sports on TV as well. Do food until 9 p.m. on Sundays, worth noting, because that's fairly rare to go on quite so late on a Sunday, so that's useful. Very much a food theme, and lots and lots of menus on tables. And we've mentioned this before, I'll say it again, that we do rate only, or I'm rating only on the bar side of things rather than the food side of things. Beige walls and sort of a blue painted sports area. So this is an open plan type affair, but with the sports area very definitely defined by these blue painted walls. But it has to say, it looks a bit tired, and I wasn't too impressed by the dried flowers which just hang from the roof, which is slightly odd, and doesn't help to sort of make it look up to date. Anyway, I gave it 3 out of 5 for the decor, 3 out of 5 for the staff, 5 out of 5 for the beer. As I say, 6 different beers on, which is great. And with so many events on, 5 out of 5 for community, which gives it 16 out of 20.
I knew that would happen. The moment that we had some proper air conditioning in here, we'd have people just coming in to enjoy the experience. It's a kind of like walking down the frozen food line in your favourite supermarket.
It is, yes. It is. Sorry, I wasn't expecting you to hand back to me then. Yes, it is. Very, very comfortable in the studio, actually, today.
It is. And we have proper staff checkouts at our supermarket as well.
Brilliant stuff. Okay, so we've done the Pantanarms and the Alma. So we're carrying on the road that the Tour de France took out of Cambridge and actually heading into Trumpington. And we've not headed to Trumpington pubs before. I actually had to check whether they're still in Cambridge City for licensing purposes.
Oh, yes, because that's kind of one of your guides, isn't it?
That's one of the rules. But yes, we are still in Cambridge City. So we're starting off at the Green Man, which, of course, the Tour de France actually basically started outside of after it had done its fictional start in the city centre. This is, for anyone who hasn't been in there, a Green King pub. And going back to what we were saying before, this is pretty much more of a Green King looking like pub. It's large. There is a restaurant behind it. There's a bar area. It's mainly wooden. It's dimly lit. There is a very strong food steer, as you get in many, not all, Green King pubs. Rather interestingly, they've added new wallpaper, which is a Land Ranger map of Cambridge, which is a rather interesting idea, particularly for all the tourists who pop in there and actually see where you are and where you want to go to.
Yeah.
Otherwise, a lot of the old architecture actually survives. It's got low ceilings and wooden beams. Just 2 hand pumps on when I was in there, which is a shame. And there was one barman who was being a bit slow, but I'll let him off that because he was actually dealing with tourists who were struggling to understand English coinage. So that is perfectly acceptable.
What was the problem? You know, they didn't like the concept of 240 pence of the pound, that sort of thing.
They were trying to tell this between 50 and 20 p's, I believe.
Oh, okay.
So, yes. Anyway, that's a reasonable excuse for being slow, I think. Reasonably busy, both in the restaurant area and the bar. And they do have the odd event. I've certainly been to a karaoke evening there where one of our colleagues at Cambridge 105, who will remain nameless, did a very interesting rendition of a song.
I want to know who it was now. I'm trying to imagine you doing karaoke. Carry on, sorry.
But they've still got some community feel as well. Not too many events, though, being advertised. So I gave it 4 out of 5 for decor, 3 out of 5 for the staff, 2 out of 5 for the beer, as I say, only 2 hand pumps on, and 3 out of 5 for community and events, which gives it 12 out of 20. And finally then, just heading just off Trumpington High Street, down Church Street, is the Lord Byron Inn. This one, I've walked past it so many times, and I've never actually gone in there before. It's a lovely old place. It looks older both inside and out, and much more authentic, thanks. You've got the wooden beams, you've got decent oak panelling around the bar, which is always a good sign. But it kind of looks a bit dirty and tired at the same time. Could do with a bit of a lick of paint in places. I'm not quite sure that the blue upholstered sofa really fits in.
Oh dear, I don't think Lord Byron would have approved of that one, would he?
Don't know, probably not. Anyway, 2 people at the bar serving, and they were being reasonably quick. Lots and lots of locals in there who were all joking with the bar staff, so nice community atmosphere. And 3 beers on, and 1 flavoured cider as well on hand, perhaps a traditional flavoured cider. Nice. I gave this one... Oh, I can't read my own writing. That's interesting. I gave this one 3 out of 5 for decor, 4 out of 5 for the staff, 3 out of 5 for the beer, and 4 out of 5 for community, which, if I've read my writing correctly, gives it 14 out of 20.
Okay, so I guess the scores on the pub doors to work out who is the pub of the month.
So, in reverse order, we had the Green Man with 12, the Lord Byron with 14... the Pantanarms with 15 and the Ulmer with 16. And I should say that I feel kind of a bit guilty that a pub which has a vague Cambridge 105 affiliation wins. So I will point out that the Pantanarms is a very worthy second place. If you don't want a sports bar, then you're probably better off in the pantomimes.
Okay, that's fair enough. Well done to the Alma on that. Got a couple of notes which have come in. One from Rob. It says, don't mention the karaoke. Oh, dear, we did. And the other one came from Facebook, from Alexander, who says that he thinks the Pint Shop is the pub of the year. That's one you did a few months back.
We did a few months back, yes. So the pub of the month, just for listeners who haven't tuned in since the beginning when we started January last year, in fact, to 2013, we're picking just four pubs in the Cambridge City licensing area per month to review. So we've done, 18-odd months worth now and still going.
No, man, there's a list, isn't there, on the Pub of the Month page on the website, which I should probably pop up when we post the podcast, yes, which will happen at some point over the weekend. Thank you very much, Dom. Thank you.